So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
All right, time for the newsroom temperature check. Of course, we look at the lighter side of things with this segment. It's sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. They won't be comfortable until you are. AmericanWeathermakers.com. What's your story today, Lauren?
I just came across the craziest thing I've ever heard. So I saw this story about a Belgian man. He was arrested for drunk driving. However, he's now being acquitted because he has a super rare condition called auto brewery syndrome. Have you ever heard of this?
No.
So it's a very, very rare condition where your body produces alcohol. And so you don't even have to have been drinking. So I like looked it up. I was like, this cannot be real. But no, it's known as gut fermentation syndrome. It sometimes is also called drunkenness disease, a rare condition that makes you drunk without drinking alcohol. There was also a case of a woman in New York who also was arrested for drunk driving, but she ended up being let go or, you know, acquitted as well, even though her blood alcohol level was 4 times the legal limit.
So you're still impaired.
But, like, it sounds like not to the level you would think. Like, the blood alcohol levels are very high, but I don't think you don't react. Like,
what do they take, medicine to deter this from happening?
You know, I didn't get to, like, read even further in terms of it. They just said that there have only been a few cases ever reported in several decades.
So they're drunk all the time?
No, well, no, it's like they turn sugar and starchy foods into alcohol.
Just whenever.
Maybe they can monetize that. Start their own liquor company.
Symptoms and side effects are similar to when you are slightly drunk or when you have a hangover from drinking too much. So red or flushed skin, dizziness, disorientation, headache, pain, nausea and vomiting, dehydration, dry mouth, burping or belching, fatigue, memory and concentration problems, and mood changes.
Can you imagine trying to get a diagnosis of that? Like, you keep going to the doctor and you're like, I feel like I'm drunk, but I'm not drinking. That had to take forever.
Yeah. So in this report, Healthline, how is it diagnosed? There are no specific tests to diagnose auto brewery syndrome. This condition is still newly discovered. More research is needed. That is just bizarre.
And how do you fill out the form at the doctor's office? You know, you have to go to the doctor's office and they say, how many drinks a week do you have? You know, do you smoke?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you say, I don't have any, but I'm drunk all the time.
They do always ask that. Oh, my gosh.
I know. And everybody lies.
Well, the
How
last
many
time I went.
Do you have a week? Oh, just a couple.
Yeah.
Just a couple.
Just socially.
Yeah, just socially. Yeah.
In fact, my last doctor I went to, they said, and we see you don't drink. I said, who said that? And they said, well, it says, I go, I can tell you, I never said that. So I don't know who put that on there, but yes, I drink socially.
And I go out every night.
I used to always say that when I'm like, oh, you know, socially. Because really, that's what measurement is that.
Auto brewery syndrome. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
So bizarre.
We need a brewer to name a beer that.
That would be good.
What's your story, Kevin?
You're not Costco. You're Sam's Club, right? Or is that Mary?
Yeah, yeah. I love
Club?
Costco.
I'm GFS.
You're what?
Gordon Food Service, GFS. Uh-huh. Even though it closed in my neighborhood.
Oh, but you still go even though it's closed?
Yeah, but you don't have to be a member. No, there's other ones still open, but you don't have to be a member. It's great.
Wow, okay.
You just go and buy a bunch of, you know, overstock.com.
I never heard of that, but okay. This list pertains to Costco, the most popular Costco products in every state, and much of them are the Kirkland brand. You know, everybody likes the Kirkland brand. You can get stuff for a whole lot cheaper than what you would pay for the big brand.
Vodka.
Yeah, good. I was just going to say vodka, and of course, we would say that talking about auto brewery syndrome.
Well, in Illinois, it is booze. The Kirkland Prosecco is the most popular Costco product in our state, Indiana. Oh. Yeah, the Prosecco apparently is great. The Kirkland brand. Give it a shot if you hadn't.
Didn't know that.
Neither did I. Any other states you would like to know which the most popular product
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin is the Sutton Place Cooling Throw.
What is that?
What?
Like a cooling, like a blanket that's cool, you know?
Oh.
It's like an air-conditioned
blanket. I guess they get
blanket,
their beer elsewhere.
You know? Let's see here. Alabama, the Kirkland Premium Paper Towels. A couple of states, the Wuzu Globe Van, which I had never, a fan I had never heard of. Connecticut and Hawaii. Those are their two favorites. Nebraska.
What about Indiana?
Indiana's favorite is the Kirkland Signature Stretch Tight Plastic Food Wrap.
What about Utah?
What?
It's the Kirkland Signature Stretch Tight. It's a food wrap, a plastic food wrap. Utah is Kirkland Diapers.
Wow.
There you go.
Well, just because, you know, I Mormon community, I figured not a lot of alcohol.
Right, right. Yeah, they went diapers. Massachusetts, the Trident Fish Sticks. I think they go a different route out east for something like that. But, yeah, there's a whole list here. Most popular Costco products in every state.
Back to the auto brewery syndrome. Everybody's texting in. They said that it has been featured on several Law and Order procedural
really?
Shows.
Really? Of course.
And somebody else said it was also on Chicago Med. Lisa, as an RN, we know you're lying. You can't fool us. And another said their cardiologist told them that doctors multiply the number of confessed drinks by three. And there are people who know people with this auto brewery syndrome.
No, really?
They said it happens to diabetics whose blood sugar gets really high and they smell like they've been drinking.
And I guess that makes sense considering they're saying it's turning sugar and starch in the body into it.
They must take a breathalyzer on their own every day, you know, just to see.
Somebody said, I've never heard of Prosecco. What kind of beer is that? It's more like a working man's champagne, but who knew that it was good at Costco, the Kirkland stuff. And then somebody else said in some states you don't even need a Costco membership to buy their alcohol. I heard that you can buy their prescriptions without that as well, but they put a stop to you buying the $1.50 hot dog. You can no longer go in there and use the food area.
North Dakota's most popular is the food court hot dog soda combo.
Hmm, that's a big one. What's your story, Mary?
Okay, a people exclusive, of course. Have you guys heard of quaternary siblings? These are cousins whose DNA matches like siblings. In other words, there's a story out of Oregon where identical twins, Jacob and Lucas Sealby, married identical twins, Carissa and Vanessa. And Vanessa and Lucas got married. Then Jacob and Carissa got married. Are you following this? And now they had daughters. Both of them had girls. So they are biologically called quaternary siblings because their DNA is more like sisters than cousins. You get it?
Two sisters married two brothers, right?
Yeah, but they're identical. So two sisters, like my mother's sister married my dad's brother. This is a true story, by the way. My mom's sister, my Aunt Mary, married my dad's brother, Uncle Albert. And my cousins are, I mean, they're double cousins. We are called double first cousins. Three cousins.
My buddy has a twin sister, and they married the same family, like a brother and sister.
Yeah, and they wouldn't be quaternary, though. Then they would be double first cousins because the quaternary ones have to have identical DNA because they're identical twins.
Yeah, like my brain is just hurting right now.
You guys are not following this. Yeah, but anyway, so I do have cousins that are double first cousins. And actually, one of my cousins looks more like my father than my own brother looks like my dad. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I bet. and Kevin, do your friends have kids
Hee-haw.
Yet?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
And lean into one family or the other.
And we don't live in Alabama.
I don't know. I'd have to. I mean, we're friends. I don't see them all the time, but I know they all have kids. So
it happens a lot, you know, where your sibling's dating someone and you look at that person's brother or sister and you go, yeah, we're together anyway and we like the family.
And my parents and my aunt and uncle were living in the Belgian neighborhood of Chicago and they hung out together, you know, all the time. So
kind of the way it was.
Yep.
All right, coming up, Leland talks about what's happening at Columbia University. Bill Snyder will check in about weather, and we'll talk to an associate professor of psychology at Northwestern about talking to your kids about race and how to do that and reduce bias. Boy, that sounds like a long conversation, but we'll get it in about 7 minutes. That all comes up after Lauren's news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.